Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. In the previous shiur, we spoke about how there is a type of supra avdus. What do I mean by that? As we spoke about, one is not allowed to enslave an eved more than necessary. That's outside of the realm, outside of the boundaries, outside of the borders of avdus. What is that? That's avodas parech. Avodas parech is superfluous labor. Labor that doesn't have to be done, and one says to the eved to do it anyway. So that is a that's aser. That's vachechem. That's not ish. So you're not allowed to have him do work that's unnecessary. And then there's also avodah bizayon, that's also not included in the in his job. That's also outside of avdus, because that's not part of the contract, so to speak. That's not part of his shibud. And that's how we connected the two, and we saw as that's expressed in the Gemara. And we saw Neflos Mitaras Hashem. But anyway, that's the Yesod HaDvarim that we learned in the previous shiur, that there's Avodas Parech and Avodas Aved. And both of them are Aser because they're not part of the Kenyan, they're not part of the Abdus. And therefore, it's a forbidden type of Shibud. ועכשיו אנחנו מתקדמים הלאה, וזה מבואר ממה שכותב רש"י ועל התורה, בפירוש על התורה, in the in the pasuk of ובערכיכם בני ישראל ישבחו לסדר בבפרך, בהר 25:46. So Rashi says, actually a question if about the correct girsa here in Rashi. I see there's an article about it in an academic book or journal. So Rashi there says, "Ish ba'achiv lahavi nasi ba'amo, melech b'mishalso shalolir das ben b'farech." So this pasuk includes a nasi, a leader, king, Ba'amo, over his nation, or a king over his misharsim, not to make them do excessive work, work that's unnecessary. So you see that it's not a din eved ivri. It says this is talking about nasi ba'amo melech b'misharsav. So that's what we spoke about in the previous year, that this avodas parech is a shibud. It's not in the shem eved. It's outside of the shem eved. It's a super avdus. It's not within the realm of the classical avdus. So in melech v'nasi b'misharsev, nasi ba'amo melech b'misharsev, there's a type of shibud. And in that we have a kamash milan in the pasuk, that avodas parech is me'ever la shibud. It's beyond the shibud, and there's a lois to say. So we have the Sifra that we saw in the previous year, that by B'nai Chayrin, it's Mutter. Because there it's not Shibud. As long as it's not being done in the context of Shibud, it's fine. If you're paying somebody, then it's fine. He agrees to do it. But if in the context of Shibud, like it would be a master for his Eved, or a Melech, or a Nasi, so that would all be forbidden. Because it's all a forbidden shibud. It's not the shame eved. These people don't have a shame eved, but it's an usher type of shibud. Whereas again, if the person's a ben chayrin, then it's not a shibud. Be Rabbeinu Yoina, b'shari tshuve, b'shari gimel lo yisamech, Kosov Badam Khoshav Oisim Ibn Moiroi Meshach Shaykh Lavdi Biparich. Ein Shami had above Mitzia the Shorak bin Shitloi Miley. ולפי מה שנדבר, הרי בו ישיבות. So the Rabbi Nayon is mechadesh that by an adam chashuv, if somebody serves an adam chashuv, because of fear, in other words, let's say you have an adam chashuv, and he tells somebody to do something, and the person's just afraid to say no. They're uncomfortable saying no because it's an adam chashuv. So he says that's called befarich. The lashon of Rabbeinu Yonah is. Uvachechem b'nei Yisrael ish b'chiv lo sir debo b'farech lo yishtabed adam b'chaveru. He says that a man may not subjugate his fellow. V'imei moso aleihem. And if his fear is upon them, o shem boshim l'hochel dvaro, or they are embarrassed to violate his word, lo yitzav v'oisim l'aseis k'tano y'gedoyla. He should not command them to do something small or large. Ela l'ritzonam v'toeltam, except for their own will and for their own benefit. Afilu hachim tzapachas mayim, alatzis b'shlichus el-rochov y'leknos ad kikar lechem. Even if to heat up a jug of water, to go on an errand to the town square, to buy as much as a loaf of bread. But a man who doesn't behave properly, you can ask whatever you want. It's very interesting here. That's from the Gemara in Bava Metzia. That's the Gemara we saw in the previous shiur. And Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. And as we learned in the previous shiur, Rav Su'uram, who was the brother of Rava, would forcefully seize people who were not acting properly and have them carry Rava's chair to the shiur. And Rava says, that's correct. You're allowed to do that. And we have a braisa that says that if you see somebody who's not knowing kashura, you're allowed to be mishabed ba. So we saw on the Rambam that that's really talking about avoidas avid, not losir debo befarich. That means avoidas avid, you're allowed to do avoidas avid if he's not acting kashura. Rabbeinu Yonah brings it as losir debo befarich. And Rabbeinu Yonah defines losir debo befarech not as unnecessary labor, but anything the person doesn't want, lo yishtabed adam achaveru, not to subjugate your friend. And here's not talking about avodas bezuyas, just things the person might not want to do. So you see that according to him, avodas parech is not doing labor that's not necessary, but doing things in a forced way, like we spoke about. That he can't say no, or he feels like he can't say no. That's a type of avodas bizayon we spoke about. There's bizayon if the work itself is mevaze, or he's forced to do it. It's done against his will. It's also a type of lowering of the person. So we spoke at length about how the idea of forbidden avdus is treating the person like an object, and not respecting his humanity. And that's what's happening over here. In other words, even though we're not talking about avodas bzuyos, we're just talking about, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, the befarech is just, he's going to do something that he doesn't want to do. So that's a forbidden type of shibud, again, because it's relating to the person like a chefetz. You're not taking his will into account. So if he's an adam chashev, the person telling him to do it, the one listening is going to be doing it. It's going to be avodas parach, as Rabbeinu Yonah defines it, because he's going to be doing something he doesn't want to do, even if it's something like heating up a jug of water or going on an errand. But if he doesn't want to do it, then it's a forbidden. It's not within. It's a forbidden type of shibud. He doesn't have a shame evet, like we spoke about. That's what. Whenever there's radia b'farech or avoidus of it, that's making him do things that aren't included in his avdus. So here he doesn't have a shame evet. He's just a regular person. The adam chashev is telling him to do something, but it's a type of hashpala that he's being forced. He can't say no. So this is an inyan of kechefetz, of being treated like an object. So again, you see this notion of having to do work, which isn't included in, which is a type of forbidden shibud, even though it's not, which is not in the shame of Eved. This person's not an Eved, but we're talking even an Eved. Now to be mishabed in an Eved in a way that's not included in his avdus, and a regular person also. They're forbidden shibuds of avod of izayon, avod of kviya, avod of, that's not necessary. That's, you don't need him to do this work. You have him do it anyway for whatever reason. In the Gemara in Kiddushin on Dev Tesvav Amar Aleph, it talks about an Eved Ivri being Oved B'yom U'Balayla. How could it be? He's Oved B'yom U'Balayla Ki Tov Lo Imcha Imcha B'mach Imcha B'mishte. Can't be that he's working 24/7. So the Gemara says, Mikan Sherabba Moser Lo Shivcha K'nainis. It says that his master gives him a Shivcha K'nainis. That's his night job. His night job is the Shivcha Kenainis. And with his Shivcha Kenainis, he's going to produce children for his master. So this is the service, the night service that he provides for his master. In the Yerushalmi and Kedushin Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, we bring the lav over here of Leisir Deba Beforech. So it can't be that he's working day and night because lo sir debo befarach. So we have a discrepancy here between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. In the Bavli, it says ki tov lo imach imcha b'maychel imcha b'mishte. So it can't be that he's working at night. You have to treat him nicely. So it must be that he is being treated nicely. He gets a shivcha kenainis and they produce children. The Yerushalmi has it from Losir de Bobafarech. The Yerushalmi has it that it's a lav if he makes him work at night. So since the Yerushalmi has it as a lav, why does the Bavli only bring the drasha of Imach? Ki tov lo Imach, it's much darker if you bring it from it's, which is not a lav. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. The reason the Bavli doesn't bring the lav of lo sir debo beforech is because the lav is an avoda me'evir lakinyan. The lav is not to make the person do an avoda beyond the kinyan of the eved. And we require ubay yalfusa al zegufa she'en kinyan ogam lalayla. We need a yalfusa for the fact that the kinyan is not for the night. For that, you need a yalfusa. For that, you need a limud. Ubal korchacha ledrasha de imach she'en al ze kinyan. So therefore, you need imach to tell you there's no kinyan for the night. The kinyan only applies for the day. And then the Gemara says, so if the kinyan's only for the day, then what does it mean? How is he working both day and night? Right? The Tzanya, ki mishne sar sachar avotcha, sachar en ovet ela b'yoyim, evet ivri yovet b'yoyim b'yoyim b'layla. And then we have a limud. Now it can't be night. So it must be. He's not actually working. That's not part of the kin. You can't make him work at night. You can just give him a shivcha kaninus. Mashenkein, the Yerushalmi holds that the lav is using him like an object. And since stam adam, eino oved, biyom uvalayla, a regular person doesn't work day and night. Since a regular person doesn't work day and night, right? That's a regular person doesn't work day and night. Avoda bo b'layla is an avoda kechefetz v'lo ke'adam. If you make him work at night, that's a man making him into an object. So again, according to the Bavli, the lav of lo sirda bo b'farech is making him work beyond the kinyan, beyond what an eved is obligated to do. And therefore it says, okay, so it must be, since that's from imach. You need from imach to learn that the kinyan isn't for night. So Kitov lo imach tells you the kinyan isn't for night. That's according to the Bavli. But according to the Yerushalmi, what's the definition of the lav? The definition of the lav is not to treat him like an object. And since that's the definition of the lav, stam adam doesn't work by day and by night. So if you make him work at night, that's treating him like an object. Because a regular person doesn't work both day and night. And that's the lav of losir de baba farach. And again, bidas habavli, that's what we saw in the Gemara above Metzia, that when you make him work, right, that you have a kinyan to make him work, the only avodas that are necessary, but beyond that, what's not necessary is called avoda b'farach. What's beyond the kinyan is avoda b'farach. And we also saw the same thing about avoid sabbat. Avoid of bizayon is also called is included in that category because that's also beyond the kinyan. And even according to the Bavli, once you make him work past his kinyan, so then you're treating him like an object. Which you're not allowed to do. But the lav is making him work beyond the kinyan. So there's only a kinyan for. We need a limud in the Bavli that there's only a kinyan by day, not by night. So we have kitov lo imach. But the Yerushalmi, the definition is of avodas parech, is not going beyond the kinyan, but straight away treating him like an object. And therefore, we bring the pasuk of losir de baba farech. If he's only supposed to work by day, not by night, making him work at night, you're treating him like an object. In the Mechilta, Os Yud Zayin, it says, Kisachir, Mas Sachir Ovid Biyom, Vein Ovid Belayla, Af Evid Ivri Ovid Biyom, Vein Ovid Belayla. Just like a Sachir worker works by day and not by night, so too. And Evid Ivri. In other words, that's like the Bavli. The Nidon is, how much is the Kinyan? How much of a Kinyan do you have? How far does the Kinyan go? And the answer is, the Kinyan only goes by day. In other words, that's the Nidon. The Nidon of the Bavli is, how far is the Kinyan? Therefore, it says Tov lo imach, only by day, not by night. So what do you mean he's working at night? So we saw Rabbi Moshe Shivcha Kanayin is here also. By a sachir, the kinyan is ad bayom v'lo b'layla. K'sachir. Just like a sachir is day and night, not night, so to an eved, by day, not night. Mashen kein the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi learns that Sachir Oved Bayom Vein Oved Balayla. So, and from there we all learn that an Eved Ivri also is Oved Bayom Vein Oved Balayla. And therefore, if he works according to the Yerushalmi, the word is if he works at night, then he's a chefetz. And you're not allowed to make him into a chefetz. That's us from Ilav Deferach. Again, so according to the Bavli, the Nidon is how much is the Kinyan? And the answer is the Kinyan is only by day and not by night. And a male at night, it must be Avdo Rabbo Moshe L'Shifcha Kaninis. According to the Yerushalmi, the Nidon is treating him like a chefetz. Mele, if we learn from Sachir that you treat him, he works by day and not by night. So if he works, if you make the Eved Kenani work by Eved Ivri work by night, then you're at nighttime, then you're making him into a chefetz. And that's an aver of Losir de Babafarach. According to the Bavli, Losir de Babafarach is making him work beyond the Kenyan. According to the Yerushalmi, the Lav is making him into an object. And again, we spoke about earlier, and of course, this is going to relate back to the din of capturing Eretz Yisrael. That's the type of forbidden abdus for an Eved Ivri, making him into an object. So the Yerushalmi holds that goof is the Isser. That's the Isser of Losir de Baba Farach, is turning him to an object. So if you're making him work by night, then he's like a chayfetz, and that's forbidden. In the Chinuch, in Mitzvah Shin Dalet Mem, he brings the drashas of Imach included in the dinam of Avodas Avid. In other words, what's the drashas of Imach telling you? That Shehu Ka'adam. Now it's Imach B'machel, Imach B'mishte, that you have to treat him like a person, you have to treat him equal to the master in certain respects. So he's like an Adam and he's not like a Chayfetz. And Mimele, if you're not treating him Imach, then he's a Chayfetz. And it's included in the Lav of Avodas Avid, that you're not allowed to make him into a slave. Like we saw in the Yerushalmi, that if you treat him like a Chayfetz, then you're over on the Isser of Befarech or Avodas Avid. In the Yireim, in Kuf Tzadi Tes, and in the Smag, Loisese Kufayin Dalid, they write that Avodas Parech is Avodas Noshim la'anoshim, Avodas Anoshim la'anoshim. That you make men do female work, and you make females do male work. Any husband who's ever been alone a long time with the kids and with the house, and having to do laundry, and the food, and the shopping, and taking care of the kids, especially if they're very little. So this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave koach for a woman to do for decades. And the man has trouble doing it for 2.5 hours. So that's avodas many men. That's avodas. I personally love being with the kids, but let's just say when it comes to housework and shopping and stuff, I'm not as good at it as my wife. In any event, that's avodas nashim la nashim, and then there's avodas nashim anashim la nashim, where you make a woman be a construction worker. You ever see a woman construction worker? So according to the Yireim and the Smag, this is usser. You know that I have your shivcha yirevit, your amar ivri or your evit can evit ivri, do these work for the that's matim for the other gender, and also avodas yom v'layla. It's also avodas parech according to the Yireim and the Smag. And that's like the Yerushalmi. What's avodas parech? It's a hanhaga kechefetz below et chashvut b'mashu adam. What's the avodas parech? Right, we saw in the Yerushalmi that you're treating him like an object and not like a person. So if you make him, if you respect their person, then you're not going to make a man do woman work and a woman do male work. So you're not respecting the fact that they're a person. And Mimela, when it says this is avodas yom v'layla also, it's not respecting their humanity. Because humans work day, not day and night. So the Yireim and the Smag would seem to stem with the Yerushalmi, that the definition is hanhaga kechefetz, and not me'aver lekinyan. But in Hagei Chafetz, making them like that, objectifying them. And the Rambam doesn't bring this, because it's definitely not included in Avodas Parech. When we talk about Avodas Anashim L'Nashim, that's not it's definitely not an Avodas Parech, because Avodas Parech is unnecessary labor according to the Rambam. Anashim L'Nashim is not unnecessary labor. Maybe it's included in Avodas Ovid. That's the other Rambam that we saw. The Rambam says in Halacha Zayin, that's like Avodas Bzuyos. So this would be Mevazeh, if you make the person do work that doesn't fit with his gender. But it wouldn't be included in Avodas Perach. Al Kol Panim, what we've seen in this shir is, number one, we saw again our Yisod that we saw in Rashi that Avodas Perach is making a person do work outside of, it's a shibud, a supra avdus type of shibud, not included in the avdus, in your mishabit anyway. And there's a lois to say on that. Like a nasi and a melech, that they're not allowed to subjugate people. And we saw Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva, that it's in a type of avodas parech, that when you somebody acts out of fear, of an adam chashuv. And we said that the pshat there is that he's being treated like a chayfetz, as he's not being respected. It isn't like he doesn't learn avodas parach like the Rambam, that it's doing work that's not necessary. Avodas parach is that you're not paying any attention to the person. It's like a type of forcing him to do what he doesn't want to do. Which we saw in the Rambam is avodas ovid. That's a type of bizayon. We said it's either bizayon or stam, forcing somebody to act in ways they don't want to act. Like we saw in the Rambam in Aleph Zayin in Hilchos Avdus, Hilchos Avodim. That a Jew, mutar l'shtamish bo ke'eved, because he agrees to do it. So as long as he does it out of consent, it's fine. But if he's an Eved Ivri, he's a Nefesh Shvala. He has a low soul and he feels downtrodden. So it's forbidden. And again, that's because that's not part of the Kenyan. It's not part of the Kenyan to make him do Avodas Bzius according to the Rambam, just like it's not part of the Kenyan to make him do the Eved, to Avodas Parach, which is unnecessary labor. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, the Avodas Parech is making him being mevaz and forcing him. But the Rambam contrasts that with a free person, you're allowed to. Mutar l'shtamish bo ke'eved, because he agrees. So if he agrees, it's fine. It's not a bizayon. He's agreeable. It's cool. But the Eved, there, it's an inyan of, it's beyond the kin. It's not part of the kinyan. But Rabbeinu Yonah holds that it's a din in Avodas Parech. Avodas Parech is making him do something that, that he wouldn't want to do. It's in a way he's being forced. And then we saw the Machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi, how you know that the Eved doesn't work at night. According to the Bavli, it's because it's not included in his kinyan, because it's imach. He's equal to the master, so it can't be he's working at night. That wouldn't, he's imach b'machal, imach b'mishta, how could it be he works at night? So it must be shivcha kaninus. The Yerushalmi brings no sirda b'befarech, which is a lav. Why doesn't the Bavli bring the lav? So the answer is, according to the Bavli, the lav is defined as making him work beyond the kinyan. So first we have to establish that the kinyan is only by day, and that we do by imach. According to the Yerushalmi, the lav is treating him like a chayfetz, treating him like an object. Again, even according to the Bavli, after it's not part of the kinyan, then you're treating him like a chayfetz. First we have to establish what the parameters of the kinyan are. According to the Yerushalmi, it's treating him like a chayfetz. And Memela, it goes l'osidah b'befarach. That's treating him like a chayfetz, treating him like an object. And Memela must be at night. You're giving him a shivcha kaninus. And the chinuch brings the drasha of imach, including the dini avodah zarah. He has to be imach. Because you have to treat him like a person. And Mamela, if you go out of Imach, then he's being treated like an object. And that's not included in Avodas Ovid. And the Reim and the Smag, right, you're not allowed to make men do woman work and women do men's work. And again, that's also on Hagah Kechefetz. It's not taking him into account. The Ram doesn't bring this down. According to the Rambam, maybe it's Avodas Ovid, and it wouldn't be Avodas Parach. Because Parach is unnecessary labor. So we still have a little ways to go, not so much. And then we're going to get back to the union of Mas v'Avdus by those Gentiles who inhabit Eretz Yisrael. So please stay tuned. And lat lat, tzibislach, tzibislach, we're getting there, Baruch Hashem. I thank you so much for listening. And we should be zoche, Amir Tz'Hashem, to see Yeshua's Bakol. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.